The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, July 24th, 2025.
How's it going?
It is good. Yourself?
Not bad, not bad. I feel a little punchy.
You have energy or punchy like back in the day when people would make punch at parties and, you know.
Spike
the punch.
I feel like I could get there. I got some energy that needs to be built up. Just had an odd day yesterday that kind of carried through.
Oh.
I just didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to eat.
What?
I laid in the floor forever. And I got a hard floor. But it's cold. It's hard and cold.
See?
That's how Paige likes them.
I don't want to diagnose you.
I like dead people.
You need to go to a chiropractor or your, I don't know, I'm not going to ask you if you have a primary care, but you're going to have some back issues. Because like the other day when you were laying here, you were so at peace just laying straight on your back.
And I can't sleep like that. But I got scoliosis, 13%.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find a primary care.
That could have something to do with it.
How does one struggle with finding a, honest to God, how do you, because, I mean, mine was kind of through the family, you know? Not from my high school gang that I was in, but the one that I was born into, my bloodline.
Not that bloodline.
Not that bloodline, no.
I think I'm doing it wrong. There's only a couple places I'll consider going to, and they don't have anything available.
Ones that are covered by our insurance?
Oh, yeah. And I'm trying to book it through my chart. So I'm like, let me go to a different hospital system altogether, because everybody's got a my chart.
Yeah.
And so I go in there, look up a couple doctors, because it's got to be a man, and he's got to be at least 50. Mid-50s preferable, at least. So I go look, and you can search by sex and age when it comes to doctors. I don't want to – nothing against a practitioner. I would prefer to have a doctor. But they're all booked up. I'm like, no, they're not. They're not all booked up. Something's up where you can't book online.
Yeah.
I think they want to look at you and see, do I want to treat this dude?
What is it called when I know sexist is when you have your ideals about what a woman does, what a man does, what blah blah blah. But what is it when you say someone has to be a certain age and it's not too young either. It's like you want him right there, 50.
Yeah. Well,
also odd, if you said this about, like, you know, anything else in the world, you would be like the ultimate bad guy. Like, if he didn't match up with almost like what you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not almost 50, but you're white. I can't tell. I only see you in the dark.
I'm flesh tone like
a leggings. We sit in here with, I mean, you've seen videos. Now, the lights are on in most of the videos, but I describe it as, like, speaking of primary care, when he invites you back to the office because there's something you need, he needs to discuss away from the little cubicles.
I feel like a male of that age could give you some tips and tricks maybe you didn't think to look at.
And he's not fresh out of college, so he may,
I know exactly what you're saying.
Doctors say, you know, this, but what I've seen is this. I appreciate that.
There's
this and that.
Yeah. I mean, if you can form your own opinion, that's great. Yes. If you're a doctor.
If you just regurgitate.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you can just internet that stuff.
I've read and heard that younger doctors in general are, because this is political. This is what they've done in medicine. It's been politicized.
Who say?
Because certain medical schools teach a certain approach to medicine that people disagree with. But they're saying in general, the younger doctors coming up now kind of lean toward that way. Not more of a progressive kind of approach. I don't want to say holistic because it's not that.
I don't want to guess either because everyone is so crazy. But
I feel like a doctor in his 50s, 60s has learned some stuff along the way. He's kind of old school in how he was taught.
Is this a doctor maybe Christian Leitner would have seen perhaps?
Yeah.
He might have been in the same school.
Or something that's long term, because in my situation, I can't take any painkillers. So I would have to have something.
Love taking them.
I can, so.
I'll show you.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't know.
You got to bend over.
Not taking
them. No, I mean, I'm deathly allergic to any opioids. So, I mean, if you're in constant pain, it's not going to help me to get a prescription like that. I would need, in your situation, I would need...
Are you openly talking about getting him pills?
Well, if he needs it, but what I'm saying, nice. if you have a way to...
Can you tell your doctor you can't get boners?
Okay. But what I'm saying is I understand where he's going because you don't want to medicate yourself, but you need a cure for your problem because this has been going on for a long time that works. And if there's something out of the box other than, you know, sitting there and taking pills, if you can do something where you can manipulate your body, do chiropractic work or some kind of exercise, that would be the best way.
I love the way women sing lists. I really do. The other day at the dentist, like and she listened to, and she'll probably hate this. And my car will probably be key when I go outside, because in the parking lot. But
she's got a red bumper.
She's like, all right, because I was getting the cleaning. She's like, all right, we're gonna go on this one. Yeah, all right, you're doing great. And then we're gonna go here, and then I'm gonna go over here, and she's doing these inflections when she says it, and then I gotta go by the cleaners, and I gotta get my nails done. These nuts.
Yeah. No, but I understand if you're in that kind of chronic pain, it doesn't get any better unless you do something about it.
Plus, you're like me, you have awful posture. You do. I do. I have
I feel it.
Even still, having lost weight, it's just years of, like, and I noticed it again. And it's one of those things where people say, well, you only notice it because it's you or nobody else knows. But my damn back will notice it. And also, like, I tell my daughter, I'm like, I like pictures better when you, like, if I'm holding the grandkids or, you know, sitting there mooning someone or whatever we're doing on vacation. Don't have me pose for it. Just take it in the moment. Those always just look better. They're more natural and all that crap.
Yeah. Especially if you lost a lot of weight, you don't, you know, well, you don't mind as much.
But so, but even then though, like there's pictures of me sitting in Dollywood that she'd take, and let me move back so you can see me. I'm like this, sitting on a bench.
Oh yeah.
Like, what is this?
I don't know what that pull is.
It doesn't look comfortable at all, but it is.
If you got bad posture, you feel it at a certain point.
I mean, like, I have my knees, or my elbows on my knees, and then my forearms on my thighs, and I'm just bent over like that, just sitting. It doesn't look comfortable.
It seems like your cervical vertebrae is not sitting right when you're rolled over. Like
I think
that.
I have that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have one?
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I just want to get in the routine because 45 is when you're supposed to start having the screenings for your colon cancers and, you know, you.
I wasn't telling you to come here. I was showing you that I could test you.
Yeah.
Maybe your test isn't.
Maybe I need to use two fingers.
Your test isn't fun
enough.
But
then again, it may be your energy level. You may want to check things as simple as your vitamin D because you're not out in the sun or doing things that you should be doing or something diet-wise.
You're doing what Dr. Sheryl Crow said? Soak up the sun.
Oh, she can go to hell.
But that kind of makes you feel bad.
She's not getting paid per song for airplay.
Soak up the sun is like 20 minutes if you're getting blistered by the sun.
But then you got the UV, the UV warnings or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, all this is just due to being fat. But still, I got to get a primary care.
Yeah, so back to that.
I'm surprised you don't have one, though.
I'm not. Can't find them. I think, well, again, this is my own just thinking out loud, but like I think you've not always wanted to go see one. It hasn't been like a major concern because you take no medicine, which is great. Like, that's awesome.
No,
but I've taken vitamins every day for 20 plus years.
Well, that's
good too.
It's just, you know, you like I said, when I was 40, I'd get in the habit of getting a routine of going.
Have you checked your blood pressure lately? Because I can bring in a cuff tomorrow and check it for you.
I mean, I can't do anything about it anyway. It is high.
Can't do anything about it.
I would have to go to a doctor to get prescribed.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, but that can make you feel bad. Just wait and have a heart attack and go.
Because it's not like, I've been offered blood pressure pills before. Just by, you know how you have a family member say, hey, you look fat, you want a blood pressure pill?
What?
Yeah.
I've been offered nerve pills by family, but that's usually been at funerals and, you know, weddings.
They want a nerve pill.
You need a nerve pill?
No.
If it's a 10.
My nerves are shot.
Don't even bother if it's a 10. It's got to be more than a 10.
Yeah, it's like a beer AVB. Oh. AVB. Yeah, that's it.
AVB.
Yeah, you know me.
Easy is 1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay. I was going Naughty by Nature. Y'all going Jackson 5.
No, he was going for some Treach. Yeah,
so
I feel the posture the worst when I'm sitting on the toilet, to be honest with you.
I think that's when mine's the best because I, again, major puss right here. I blame it on the diabetes.
He's in the army.
I don't know. Yeah, but dun, 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 dun. Attention.
Oh, hang on.
Major pussy. Report wow. to the barracks at once.
That's kind of cool if that was my name, but you're really.
She was in WCW. So I have major guns.
Paige. Look down, private. Look at the stripes.
Let's come in here for a second.
I just called you private. I wanted to call you Major Cleavage.
Oh, boy.
But that's Fat Boy's name.
He does. He's beat me by a mile.
Fat Boy's hair, let's go ahead. The other day, I don't know if you took off your shirt or if you did some kind of thing, but you have a hairy chest, but when you do bend over like that, it looks like a woman who was smoking a cigarette and all the ashes just fell down on her chest.
Oh, it's right down the
lovely.
It literally is what it looks like.
You like when you hang me, man?
Oh, Lord. So your doctor, though, let's do America's
the one that I had
next
left.
Fat Boy doctor.
You please. Let's get it going. Because the one that I had left state, he moved.
Now, see, I get that.
But he was too young.
But you also have to actively, you know, look. Like the last guy that did tattoos for me, you know, I still don't know. I know he's not on Facebook. I had heard that he moved, but I don't know if that was to a prison. I don't know if
I don't think he might get arrested.
He's on the run. I don't know. But anyway, but now I found another one actually getting something done here in a week or so. But it's me actively looking for it. So.
Oh, my God. Here come the emails because you know you're going to get them. Hey, go see my guy.
Already got a guy.
And they'll be like nicknames. Hey, go see Big Perv over here at, you know, I mean, Stinking Ink Tattoos or whatever.
Stinking Ink.
That's so good.
Go see Old Bitch. Like, why do you say that's her name? Old Bitch.
Old Bitch.
She does portraits, man.
How does she spell it? O-L-E?
Like Old Smokey?
Yes.
Old Bitch.
And they're all particular, too. Like, man, she'll do portraits, but she'll only do them on your ass cheeks.
Right.
Nowhere else.
She smokes the entire time. Goes against all the rules. And she has one eye closed like she's Popeye, but it's just a... Because she's got a cigarette in her mouth. She's got to pinch it like this when she's looking at you. Her eyes closed.
Like that.
Well, yeah. She's giving you the Popeye tattoo, but she has to look that way in the mirror so she's kind of looking.
And you don't want her to go like the Popeye would do because the ash would go everywhere.
Some women have arms like Popeye. You know, we're just kind of real fat between the elbow and the forearm or the wrist.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Not because it has an anchor tattoo on it.
Like, had to wear tank tops because they just couldn't get the fit right where the maybe the boobs wasn't big, but the sleeves had to be that of a 4X.
Oh, boy.
Just because of the...
I'm going to say something awful.
Oh, God.
But I feel like nobody else is. You know Amy from 1,000 Pound Sisters?
Which one is that? Is that the one that it's...
No, it's Tammy. Tammy's the one who... That's what I'm talking about. She lost weight. It took her longer to lose weight.
And got married.
Or about to.
Still cross-eyed?
Oh, no, that's Amy.
Okay. No, see, that's why.
Tammy is...
It's got to be hard to be twins. There's just got to be something different about one of you.
Well, she lost too much weight. I mean, too much weight. So I think she's underweight now, or where she's supposed to be. But she's got a lot of skin.
I was reading comments the other day.
She looked better fat.
Out of curiosity... Because, you know, Jelly Roll co-hosted for, or not co-hosted, but filled in, guest hosted is the word, for Jimmy Kimmel. And so his first guest was Randy Orton, you know, from wrestling.
Oh, of course.
I was just reading the comments because Jelly Roll, I've not seen him, like, except for on wrestling. Like, I haven't seen him in concert. I haven't seen him on any of this. I don't watch the shows or whatever. But all the comments were like, he's underweight now. He's too thin.
You can tell he lost.
You should be. That's a great compliment.
Yeah. But he always wears.
You don't want to roll up on someone you hadn't seen in a month and say, you look sickly.
He always wears so much black that he'll still mask it, I feel like. But you can tell in the face, his face for sure.
He's always, unless like.
Jellyface.
Paige and I were having an off the air conversation yesterday. And it was about.
Why?
Or it was the day before yesterday. Well, she wouldn't shut up. No, it was the day you said, man, you almost got abs now. And I was in here and I said, Paige, like, you're an esthetician.
Almost.
Here in a month. There ain't nothing I can do about this right here. I was pointing to a certain part of my body. I'll go ahead and say it was the sides of my belly.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like, it's not even love handles. It's just like.
The obliques.
It's just extra skin. And she's like, you'll have to go to a plastic surgeon. I was like, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing sculpting or whatever they do.
You don't want to get cool sculpted?
No. That to me is just like, that's just pure vanity. That's it. It's just pure vanity. And I hate to say this, but I see why women do it.
Uh-huh.
I hate to say it, but I do. But
I'd be careful. I always think of Linda Evangelista when you like.
I think of Kanye mama.
Surgery.
Donda.
Or something like that goes wrong. That's why I'm.
Donda.
I'm always. You think anacondas?
He was Anadonda.
If you don't have enough to where it's like, you know, in the way or a separate health
It will hazard. Make me wear a two sizes, well, not two, maybe one size bigger in pants. I'm not even kidding. I just got like.
You got to hide it somewhere. Would you put it in a scrunchie? Would that work?
Like just in but in the back, people think it's like a butt plug or something.
Like a side pony.
Like the side. Remember when girls would do that? They'd get those little plastic
fine
circles
pony.
And they'd put the little shirt in the side pony.
Oh, those are cute. I don't know those when your shirt's too big.
Well, they would do it to accentuate the midriff, I think, or maybe make it look like their jugs were bigger.
That man, what's he got back there? Is that a skin tag or a butt plug?
Is that your ass mole getting bigger? What is that?
Well, you need to check that.
We're saying
mole.
Somebody's gonna think we're saying mold.
I had to say, yeah, there's no ass mold.
That's even worse.
That's like
black mold on your bottom.
That's like swamp ass in the dead of summer.
Oh man, can I dip a joint in that real quick?
It's kind of like formaldehyde.
Bro, could you scrape some off and put it in my cone?
You might as well just shoot me because your gun smells like crack.
Oh.
The criminal, like, yeah, don't put that gun in my face.
I was thinking about that again the other day. We were talking about in movies when cops would always put their gun right there at the top of their butt crack, and then if they ever put it to a criminal's face, and they would be like, dude, your gun stinks. But, like, throughout history, how many times cops, even bad guys, accidentally shot their rectums out by keeping the gun there? Or, like, made their crack deeper because it shot straight down?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you shoot a turtle head back in?
I hope
you
not.
Can do the spit trick where you suck it back up.
Oh, that's
that says something about you if you're doing that. Yeah,
I can't do a G with just one finger.
Yeah, if you're doing that with that, then
yeah,
you might drop the soap a lot on purpose. If you
like, I'll say it, you're gay for yourself. I feel
I
really do.
And
it's
that.
No different than standing in front of a mirror looking at yourself and facilitating.
Okay, Buffalo Bill,
it's weird. Even if you got a Snapchat filter of someone famous's face on you, it's still weird.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It's a great big fat person.
Today is Thursday, as I said, and you think you know what that means, but you don't anymore, do you? And that mm-mm. drives you crazy in your cars and work trucks and stuff right now. You're like, oh, I know what that means, but you don't anymore, and that's fun.
Got to break that habit.
You don't know. I can tell you this. Today, an all-new Matt Mass conspiracy mystery, but it's one from several that I P1s, but one particularly that really wanted me to cover this, and I was like, okay, I will. And about 15 minutes in, I was like, you fool.
Well, it's gonna be good because you're gonna expose them.
It's funny, speaking of being exposed. It does involve privates. So that's weird that you even said that.
God, do it now.
I can't.
Yeah.
You've played the go-home music. So we'll get into that a little after 8 o'clock Eastern. Also,
can we talk about privates before them, just in a different context?
Well, We'll talk about privates after we hear what Major Cleavage is working on in headlines.
I've got a private story for you. South Park showed this guy's private parts.
Dang.
The episode, and he allegedly has a tiny wiener.
That was not set up.
No, it wasn't.
It was just like a natural flow of... I didn't know you had a genitalia story.
I do. I have whatever you want, fat boy.
South
Let me know.
Park. So who is someone in Hollywood that they want to like...
Like who's big right now?
Or ostracized real bad.
Who's making a scene? Did somebody call out the South Park guys? I don't know how long it takes to make an episode now.
Now you really don't. Now with like
AI and
you talked to text that video, didn't you?
I don't know if it's fresh beef or old beef.
You know those old cartoonists, Hanna-Barbera and all those guys, they have to be pissed. They had to sit there and get like arthritis and stuff drawing all them damn cartoons.
Well, it took them like a year, right? And they had to flip
a
little
long
book.
Time. Yeah, little flip books. And now if you're like, it's my cartoon.
Plus, South Park's not great animation. It's just kind of patch job animation, you could say.
Yeah. All right.
Still
well,
funny.
We'll get into that. Guess that penis. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello!
I'm Paige. And headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, let's talk about South Park. They premiered and shocked the world. Last night because they
really?
Exposed this man's tiny teeny manhood.
Oh, I hate the way you say it like that too.
Why?
Like you're on the playground. Tiny teeny manhood. Red Rover, Red Rover. Let's watch Paige's boobs jug. Or jiggle.
Watch him jug. Jug a little. Jug a little.
God, that would be a great shirt. I hope he's listening. He might be feeding the baby. Jeremy Clement's t-shirt that has nothing on it except his faces over wherever the breast would be. It's jugs.
That's
jugs.
A good idea.
Jugs. It's my jugs shirt. I'm going to do it without his permission.
You know what? I'm going to...
That's what he does.
I'm going to create my own little metal container that people drink out of called jugs.
Ooh, like a collapsible jug?
Yeah.
I told Jeremy Clements years ago, I said, you should maybe sue Ingles because I sent him a picture of the one aisle where they have the combo cheese and bottled water. Do you know that aisle? It's combo cheese and bottled water.
Yeah.
But at the time, it said jug water. And it didn't say bottled water. It still said jug water. It's like, you need to sue. And that's why Fatboy gets 0.0001% of all Fatboy ice cream sandwiches sold. So
that's all. And they got new flavors left and right.
Yeah.
I see them all the times.
Yeah. So.
Well.
Just saying.
After signing a $1.5 billion deal with Paramount, South Park showed President Trump naked with a tiny penis in the season premiere last night. And you can see it right here.
Okay. Did they equal it out and show Michelle Obama's penis?
No, because it's a portraiture.
Oh, hold on. I got to take my headphones off. I'm about to choke myself.
Freaking big mic all over again.
Well,
wish I had a clip of it. I can't find the clip.
I mean, you know. I mean, that's
it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it some kind of...
is that like come from... don't, I don't need you. Hold on. I can do this.
The wheels
are turning. So it was in both animated and live action form.
Porn star, Trump.
Stormy Daniels.
Damn you.
Who'd you say?
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels.
I thought you said something else before that.
Oh. Stormy Daniels. Did she like say, hey, he's got a little one? I mean, because a porn star would probably say that because the ones she's with all look like giveaway bat nights.
It was kind of like.
Little tiny ones they'd give you, but they were big.
Like a mushroom kind of thing.
Wow.
Well. We're talking about like Bulbous?
That sounds like a Pokemon. Dude, did you see the super rare bulbous?
You got the bulbous. You got the blue bulbous, man. You got the purple yogurt slinger Pokemon?
Hang
on.
I got to find purple people eater.
Got a Snorlax.
I'm summoning demons with that one.
Oh, boy.
See, like, I think she said, but then again, did she say it because she tried to embarrass him or was like...
Is that the go-to? I like Trump, but it's also like that's the same thing when a woman breaks up with a man, especially if he cheated on her. I don't know what she saw in him, and she held up her pinky finger in the air. Like, if a man went, yeah, well, I hope you enjoy her because she's loose and her hallway's this wide, that you would be like, burned the stake for that by feminine types.
Oh, yeah, you would for sure.
Simp husbands and such.
So she did, she described when she was testifying, I guess.
Oh, my brother!
She described Trump's penis as smaller than average, but not freakishly small.
I want to Google for the first time ever.
And she added that it had a huge mushroom head like a toadstool.
Oh, it's, oh like my God. Mario. Is that where that came from? The time I'm getting sweet memories of, hey, baby, not being able to say toadstool. Tolstoy. Like Leo Tolstoy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is this
Tolstoy? That's that movie with a little boy who gave away his toys. It's Tolstoy.
Oh, Andy. Is this part of the, obviously, the merger you said, but. Are they just like South Park, just not with the, because I know, you know, the head of either Paramount or Skydance, one is a big Trump guy, I think it's Paramount, because they talk about ending the DEI stuff when it goes through and whatnot. And
yeah.
So they know South Park is this some kind of protest or.
Okay.
They make fun of everybody.
I have some information. Are you ready for this? The average, and this is just medical terms, so this is nothing dirty. The average erect male penis. I love that they put male penis, by the way. I guess they have to nowadays. I guess they have to.
Female
the penis. Average erect male penis length is around 5.1 to 5.5 inches. The average flaccid length, which I'm not going to tell you what that means. If you don't know, you don't know. And you probably don't know how to spell flaccid to Google it. Stay in school. The average flaccid length is 3.6 inches.
F-L-A-S-S-I-D.
You know, and that's when, if you're discussing that, you would say, is he a grower or a shower? And that's
I missed it.
What, do you have a preference with that? Because, like, do you care about the shower? Like, why would a woman care that it's like having an inflatable raft that you keep inflated all the time?
I just think.
Like, it makes no sense.
I don't know.
We're going to hide it.
It's not so much that. You fall in love with a guy. And you hope that the package meets the guy.
What do you care more about, the 401k package or the package?
Well, I've got my own 401k.
Oh, I don't need no man.
If you think, because I've dated a rich guy who is very cheap.
Does that happen to you where it just didn't match up? I'm talking about, like, you know, in the
shorts.
Well,
I mean, I've had a really, I'm not a hoe, so it's not like I've had a ton, but
you're a hole.
I've had relationships where you don't have chemistry, you know, like you're not really and you want to be attracted to this person, but mm-hmm. you're not.
But as
so
a
for
woman,
me, you have to have chemistry where you want to touch him.
When you get with a guy, are you hoping this is, like, you know, a big one?
Well, yeah, you don't, like, no woman ever said, I hope it's so small I can't even tell we're doing anything.
Man, that's got to be just awful.
Yes, you kind of want.
Just awful.
Kind of want to feel something a little bit.
That answer is tricky because, you know, you have women that say, oh, I don't want to be in pain.
But then you don't want anything that's like.
You don't want to see him naked and have to, from a distance, get your glasses on to be able to see if he's wearing underwear.
But you don't want to have a monster either. get that away, get that thing away from
me. Hello, Paige. It's me.
You don't want it too big.
Gossamer.
You don't want it. You want it just right.
That's a perfect name for what that would be.
It's Gossamer.
I'm kind of like Goldie
from
Flakes.
Looney Tunes. You the big orange thing.
Just right.
Let's see what it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Paige.
Not too big, not
did you
too little,
just say that just you right. like your penis like you like your porridge?
Just right. Yes.
Oh, I thought you said white. Okay, cool.
I thought she said five.
No. didn't say anything.
I went to Five Guys. It's not for dinner.
It's not so much that.
Casual play.
It's the way the guy is. Because there's other skills that a man has that they need to work on, too.
There's Five Guys. How about a fur burger and some thighs? Here we go.
It's not, you know. You know.
You want long-lasting sex, is what you're saying.
I want great sex. I don't want, you know, I want fun. I just don't want, you know, he's going to drill you and leave. That's not exciting. Like, are you done yet? Okay.
You're talking about me again, aren't you?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Lousy lover.
I sound like the guy from SpongeBob now, don't I? Oh!
Yeah. Corey Taylor.
Exactly.
Paige is planting pineapples under the sea.
Upside down pineapples.
Thank you, Paige.
Stop breathing on me.
That boy who cannot stay flaccid or spell it. What are you working on in sports?
Okay, you know what? FLASUD. How about that?
You know what? I support all charities.
We got a health update on Ric Flair.
Who?
Mr. Fred Phillips.
Up is a good one.
I do too. Because I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert here.
It ain't.
Well, I was going to say, I couldn't do it if it was awful. But I don't know what you consider awful or good.
Well, I just know, I mean, I'm just being very, very, very frank about it. Like, that was gross to look at on social media.
It's real tricky when it comes to
you're just
to
sitting there looking for, you know, your usual stuff that the algorithm figures out you like, and then all of a sudden you see like that. It's like, man, you ain't look like that since you used to wrestle.
Did you see Wonder Boy's leg? Since we're talking about that,
no,
he posted a picture of it before the big gash in his shin that he split open the other night during his fight.
Yeah,
and he closed it up, so he did a before and after. But I'm gonna be honest with you straight up.
How'd they not get flagged for that? But we call you Fat Boy on Instagram or Facebook and get flagged for being body shamers.
Well, I thought the afterwards would get flagged because the way it's stitched up kind of looks like a taint. But I hope it heals and he feels better.
Dang it, man.
It was a big gash.
Was All it right. a laser or what?
But you know what? Maybe it was a laser. I might have to show it to you so you can see. But okay. It looks like a taint afterwards. I'd be curious to ask him. Like, hey, does this look like a taint to you?
Paige, if you're not familiar with that, I'll show you that during the break as well. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Servicing your calls.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Hang on. Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. I wasn't really ready, but whatever.
We're doing show prep.
I wasn't ready yet. Remember the chick on the slingshot? The fat blonde lady? She said, I wasn't ready yet.
I wasn't ready yet. All right, we're going to go on 3, 2.
Oh, hell.
I would not ever do that. I would not. First off, do those guys not get their asses handed to them when the people come down? Or are those people just glad to still be alive and they just...
That part.
Yeah.
I don't know. They love to put girls in those suckers. And
yeah. Girls like to kill seagulls with their boobs, too, when they do that.
Watch your hooters fly around.
It's crazy.
This day in sports history, way back in 1993, that is 32 years ago.
30.
I forgot all about this. Three baseball fans were injured.
My Sorry. God.
Yeah. I'm a pig. Yeah. No manners.
Outside Dodger Stadium when Vince Coleman of the Mets threw a firecracker into the crowd.
God.
It was the equivalent of a quarter stick of dynamite.
That is wild.
He had to pay a small fine and got 200 hours of community service, but I forgot all about that.
I did too. That's huge. Huge.
Huge.
Also, I don't know if you remember or not, but Treach from Naughty by Nature married Peppa. 26 years ago in 1999.
Wasn't it Treach?
Yeah, if it's one of those you mess up, people get offended.
I used to have somebody, I don't remember, somebody at Naughty by Nature, and yeah, I was in high school then. Okay, so it was in high school. They'd call him Treach. But it was also the same person that would say Tarrant Treach Darby. They just had a tough time with it. And Treach? I miss her every single day, Mom. I love you.
Oh, Treach.
Bless her.
Oh, Vivica J. Fox.
Vivica J. Fox. Rest in peace. Ron Moxley for favorite wrestler.
Ric Flair shared that he is cancer-free.
Oh, good.
Yeah, 76 years old. He missed his appearance at the Atlanta Comic Convention.
Atlanta.
Oh, so damn.
He apologized for that, but he did.
That's not the picture you want to get with Ric Flair, though. I mean, no. It's just that. Not.
Well, I'm glad I had
a page. Look at the.
I mean, that's yeah. Rough. Plus his, just that the way he's turning his head right there and everything. Like he's, I don't know, boy.
I think they did an incision, and then they went in and maybe they cauterized and burned out the, got rid of the cells that are.
Let's
cancerous.
Do a segment where we show Paige wounds and she guesses what the doctors did.
Well,
what
I had it done on my back where it was cut out. And it was very painful, but it was kind of like the same thing. The skin was stretched, and I had stitches.
But not your neck.
Well, I was born with my butt on my shoulders, and I had a similar issue as well.
My neck, my back.
More than just my armpit stink.
You know, he's got...
More than just my armpit stink.
He's also had a spot over his left bicep.
Yeah.
He had fixed, too. And his neck. Multiple spots.
But, I'm glad he went and got tested.
He's got a big stitch on his, it goes into his eyebrow. Poor Rick.
Oh, look, he's got Lilo on the other side. All right, that's not funny.
There's a, Ozzy Osbourne.
Cursey laughter for that one.
Thank you. I don't think you got it, though, did you?
What cartoon?
Class.
I'm sorry, then. You did get Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah. All
right, both got to get spanked.
I love you. I was talking to you, fat boy.
Ozzy Osbourne got a couple special shout outs yesterday, not only from Stone Man for Rock 101, but Ozzy's favorite club team.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Aston Villa Football Club, because that was his closest team growing up.
That sounds like a medium priced apartment in Malden.
It really does. Welcome to the Aston Villa, where we don't deal drugs.
No. No drug dealers allowed.
No tenants do. And the St. Louis Blues. St. Louis. Do you remember the connection between Ozzy and the St. Louis Blues?
I don't.
When he got arrested in 1984, he was wearing their jersey.
Oh, yeah. Now I see that mugshot. Yep.
Here's another picture of Ozzy wearing the jersey around the house. And that's the picture the Blues shared on their social media.
That's awesome.
So I guess he ended up following the team, maybe. I don't see Ozzy watching much of sports, but, you know, whatever.
You don't know.
Shelby County, Tennessee. Well, you know soccer, I guess, because they grew up with it. But and he got some.
Yeah, we got football.
Football. You can't get the soccer ball, son.
My Al Pacino sounds awful.
is it Al Pacino or Ozzy? We're going to guess. Hey, soccer.
It was actually C, Bob Dylan. It was Bob Dylan.
Was it Bob Dylan doing Pacino?
I'd love to kick the ball around. Mine's starting to sound like peeled up Bill Clinton.
What we had here, peeled up Bill Clinton.
You had me at that.
I feel like I got energy, but I don't.
Hoo-ah. Pass me the ball.
Thank you.
My foot's open.
I don't know what that was.
My foot's open.
My foot's wide open.
We're going to take a break here in an hour. Brand new Matt Mann's conspiracy mystery. Ooh. Based off of a conspiracy that someone sent me and was quite vigilant on wanting me to look into it. It's crazy because once you hear it, you'll be like, why didn't they? Because this is.
I love you going to call them out.
This is ridiculous. No pun intended. You'll get that later.
Oh.
Give me an hour. That'll make sense to you. All right. Good morning. Good morning.
Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.